Hello.
Hi, is this Deja?
Yes.
Hi, Deja. This is Carolina. I was calling on a recorded line regarding the Depo Provera settlement. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. And Deja, did you or a loved one ever use Depo Provera, get diagnosed with any sort of tumor afterwards?
Yes, Anyway, one second. Let me adjust my AirPods because you're kind of going in and out.
No worries.
Okay, is this better?
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
Okay. And then Deja, again, I was asking, did you or a loved one ever use it and get diagnosed with any sort of tumors?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm so sorry to hear. Was that yourself?
Yes, ma'am, myself.
And was that meningioma that you were diagnosed with, or was it a different one?
Yes.
Yeah, and again, I am so sorry to hear. So did you want to see if you met the rest of the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. And did you already have an attorney assisting you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so no signatures, nothing like that, right?
No.
Okay. No worries. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And again, it is a little redundant, but were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I am really sorry to hear. Do you mind me asking, was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
I got it, and yeah, so I had to have shots, and they took like chunks from like the tumor in the back of my head.
And I'm so sorry to hear. So it was in your head. It was meningioma of the brain then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, and again, I am really sorry to hear. Do you know when you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am, in June.
Was that of...
June 22nd of 2020.
Okay. So I got June 22nd of 2020. And then what was your date of birth?
April 8th, 1992.
Okay, April 8th, 1992. Beautiful. And again, you wouldn't know anyone else that used Depo Provera that was diagnosed with anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so that is good to hear. Okay, and then was it Depo Provera that you took, the brand name?
Yes.
And again, it is a little redundant, but did you
It's
use
the
it?
one by Pfizer.
Yes. Okay. So that Depo Provera shot. And again, it was for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections.
Yes.
Okay.
I got about 11. I got about 11 total.
Okay, 11 total shots. And do you know when you started taking it?
Yes, I was saying. I started taking, and let me see, around November of about 2016.
Okay, around November 2016. And then when was the last time you had it injected?
August of 2019.
Okay. Okay, so I have November of 2016 to about August of 2019. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female, perfect. And then I have your first name spelled out here as Deja. Is that the right spelling?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have Patterson, common spelling, Patterson.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, beautiful. Was there a middle name?
Markel.
Okay, how is Markel spelled?
Markel.
Okay, Markel. Beautiful. And what about your social?
256-839-678.
Okay, so again, that was 256-839-678. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then is this the best email address? I have patdeja22@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then 470-455-1483. Is that the best phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And then what about the best address?
3000 Cumberland Club Drive, apartment 705, Atlanta, Georgia, 30339.
Okay. You said that was apartment 705 in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then can you spell the street name for me?
Cumberland, C-U-M-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, Cumberland Club, C-L-U-B, two words, Drive.
Okay. Perfect.
It's like Cumberland is one word and then Club Drive.
Yeah, perfect. I did find it here. Let's see. So I have full address is 3000 Cumberland Club Drive, apartment 705, Atlanta, Georgia, 30339. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And then was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff, or was it yourself?
A gynecologist.
Okay. Do you remember their name?
Sherry Campbell.
Okay. Okay, so I do see a Sherry. Her first name is spelled S-H-E-R-I. Is that the one? Okay.
She's 50, about 50.
Okay, yeah. I do see she's, actually the one that came up is in Dallas, Georgia. Is that the one?
Wellstar Cobb Medical.
Okay, let's see here.
That's 3950 Austell Road. But, like, Dallas, Georgia, and Austell are kind of, like,
oh,
like
I see.
Right there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I did find one that says Austell on here. Perfect. And it looks like she is an OBGYN. And then, again, you said you had it injected about 11 times in total?
Yes, because I was going, like, every 3 months.
I see. Okay. And then you said it was at Wellstar Hospital in Atlanta?
Is Wellstar Cobb Medical Center. That's in Austell.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Wellstar Cobb Medical Center. That's in Austell, Georgia. That's where it was administered, right?
Yes.
Okay. Was that the same place where it was prescribed?
I'm sorry?
Was it prescribed there as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And she was the same prescribing doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
Like the one who actually gave me the injections?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Beautiful. I'm just transferring some of her information onto here. Just 1 second, okay?
No problem.
Okay, and then how were you diagnosed? Was it via CT scan or MRI? Do you remember?
Yes, blood tests, and then I had the MRI biopsy.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. So that was a biopsy, and you said it was blood work, right?
Yes, I did have some blood tests as well.
Okay.
And I had an MRI.
Okay. Did you ever get that CT scan?
Yes. Is that that's the brain scan, right?
Mm-hmm.
The MRI, yes.
Okay. Okay. And then as far as the diagnosing doctor, do you know what their name was?
Yes. I was Dr. Chan Han.
Chan Han, and this was in Wellstar, was it the same medical center?
Emory.
Okay. Okay, so I do see a Dr. Chan He Han. Do you think it might be him?
Yes. He's an oncology doctor.
Yes. Yes. It does pop up that he's an oncologist here. It looks like he's based out there in Atlanta, Georgia. Overall.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then you said it was the Emory Hospital where you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Were you treated there as well?
Yes.
Okay. Just one second.
Mm-hmm.
Was he the same doctor that treated you, that approved those procedures to be done?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of treatment did you receive? Was there any chemotherapy or radiation?
No, so I did like active monitoring in June of 2020, and then I got the surgery December 10th.
Okay, so there was a surgery there?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know when that surgery was or when you were hospitalized for that meningioma?
December 10th of 2020.
Okay. And then before your meningioma diagnosis, were you ever diagnosed with any cancers?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now that is great to hear. And then as far as the medical records, would you be able to provide those?
Yes, it's a hospital, but yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Perfect. Now, we do request an emergency contact, Deja, in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
I don't really have an emergency contact. But I'll always have my phone, though.
Okay. No worries. Well, I can override this if no one comes to mind. Just one second here. Okay, great. Now, what I am going to do is draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all, Deja?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it just gives the attorneys your consent for them to pull those medical records, try to see if they can get that case started for you. Do you have a preference of it being sent to your email or your text messages?
Either is fine.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. I can select both. Before I do send it out, I just want to verify some of the information on here. Just stop me if anything sounds incorrect. Okay, I have Deja, spelled D-E-J-A, middle name Markle, M-A-R-K-E-L, last name Patterson, common spelling. I have your address is 3000 Cumberland Club Drive, apartment 705 in Atlanta, Georgia, 30339. And lastly, I have your email as pattdeja22@gmail.com. Is all that correct?
It's pattdeja22@gmail.
Okay. So pattdeja22.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Now, if you haven't already, you can put me on speaker and open up either your email or your text messages. I did just send that through. It should pop up with my name, which is Carolina Hernandez, and it's going to say something about a DocuSign.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I think I just finished.
Okay, perfect. Let me see here on my, just one second here. Oh, Okay, beautiful. So it does mark it as completed. Now, Deja, I'm going to send you a quick text message. It's going to have my contact information. So if anything comes up, you're always feel free to call or even send me a quick text message. Besides that, the attorneys will reach out within 48 hours. They're just going to give you a quick call, verify some of the information that we went over, so it should be a fairly quick call. Before mm-hmm. I do let you go, do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. Well, like I said, if anything comes up, feel free to text me, and I'd be more than happy to help out. But besides that, thank you again for your time, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye.